Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that sales at U.S. retailers fell by a smaller-than-expected margin in February after a surprise gain the prior month as a rise in gasoline prices limited the impact of slumping vehicle sales. Total retail sales eased 0.1% after rising by a revised 1.8% in January, previously reported as a 1% increase. Analysts had forecast February retail sales falling by 0.5%. USDA released its export sales report for the week ending March 5th this morning. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 13.3. Next year, 1.3. Corn this year, 43. Soybeans this year, 30.8. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 68.83 is down 46 points. The NASDAQ 1356 is down 15. The S&P 500 at 716 is down almost 4.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's a chilly start to the day across the western and northwestern portion of the country, and the Corn Belt cold, dry weather prevails with sub-zero temperatures common this morning across the upper Mississippi Valley. We do have lowland flooding persisting across central and eastern portions of the Corn Belt. And in the plains, bitterly cold conditions for that area. Temperatures fell to below zero once again. Meanwhile, the southern plains got much-needed precipitation, and that's aiding the drought-stressed pastures and wintered grain areas in and across Texas and Oklahoma. And now, right now, the heaviest rain is working its way from northern Louisiana across southern Arkansas and stretching into western Tennessee. There is some snow falling across Oklahoma and Arkansas and even into the boot heel of Missouri this morning. But much of that area needs the precipitation and is probably welcome in many areas. I'm sure they're going to be looking to shut off the spigots soon, as some areas could pick up another 3 inches of rain before this all ends, and that could lead to some lowland flooding in the southern plains. Again, showers and thunderstorms will expand in coverage today across the Delta and continue into Saturday in the southeastern states. So we do look for, again, some rainfall totals of 1 to 3 inches and local amounts up to 4 inches, with some flooding likely and low-lying winter wheat possibly threatened in areas. But the overall impact on agriculture in the southern portion of the country should be relatively low. Several days of dry weather will be needed for field work to resume there, but planting in the southern areas may become aggressive during the middle and later part of next week, as the net drying is expected to occur starting Sunday and lasting in all the way towards the end of the month. Around the 23rd is the next indication of precipitation moving in to areas in the southeastern states. As far as the Midwest, again, we have relatively quiet weather, bitterly cold but quiet. Lows this morning got down to as low as 33 below zero. That in far northern Minnesota. Temperatures near or just below zero as far south as the Iowa-Minnesota border and into central Wisconsin. Cold temperatures will quickly abate after today. Highs this afternoon limited in the teens and 20s. Most other temperatures through the first half of next week will generally be in the 30s and 40s north, followed by low temperatures warming from single digits and teens tonight into the 20s and 30s next week. Southern sections will get into the 30s and 40s today, and then we're looking at 40s and 50s for Friday and Saturday, with more warming next week, bringing high temperatures back into the 60s. A couple of cool fronts are expected across the area late next week, and in the week towards March 22nd, likely introducing some more cooler than usual air temperatures to the area, especially across northern and eastern parts of the Corn Belt. As far as Argentina, they did have a little rain in the southeastern and east central portion of the country yesterday and early this morning, and the computer models painting a wetter picture for the second week of a two-week forecast. Increased precipitation occurs as more frequent light rain rather than general soakings of rain. The timing on each event looks to be a little sporadic, but we do believe that most areas should have an opportunity for some rain between March 17th through the 26th. The precipitation should not be great enough to threaten any crop quality in sunseed or corn production areas where crops are being harvested. However, some delays in field work may occur. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
More than 400 people attended the 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House. We will soon be posting audio from the meeting on our website at WILLAG.org. Our thanks to these agribusinesses that helped to make this year's meeting a success. The Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Let's look how prices fared in the Wednesday overnight trade in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 560 and a half, down a half last trade, up three quarters. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 509 and three quarters, up one and a half last trade, up two and three quarters. July, 520 and three quarters, up a half last trade, up three and a quarter. March corn opened at 356 and a quarter, up a quarter last trade, up a quarter. May, 364, down a half last trade, up two and a quarter. July, 374, down a half last trade, up a quarter. December, 395 and a half, down a half last trade, up three. March beans opened at 875 unchanged, last trade up four. May, 863 and a quarter, down one. Make that up one and a quarter, last trade up three. July, 862, up one and a quarter, last trade up one and three quarters. And November, 817 unchanged, last trade up five. May soybean meal opened at 270, up 50, last trade up 60. May soybean oil opened at 29.96, up 5, last trade up 9. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, the export sales for corn were pretty doggone good after a week or so when they weren't so hot. Still far behind, but I wonder if today's number provides some underlying support.
I don't know. We had underlying support from USDA numbers yesterday, and we got a huge sell-off. I thought the overnight market was kind of telling. It was a little bit of upside, but looked like it lacked punch. And I think that's what the market's going to do at the outset today. I'd say up 1 to 2 cents on the corn, even despite this 43 million bushel export bookings. On the bean side, Dave, export bookings were good there, too. Really, we're nearly four times what we need to clear every week to meet USDA's projections. I thought we, again, had kind of a lackluster overnight session. The palm oil was lower, even if the Dalian exchange was higher. I'd say we're going to kind of struggle in the beans, too, but up 1 to 3 at the outset.
You think the beans are essentially range-bound heading into the end of the month?
I don't know if into the end of the month, but I think we're going to just kind of struggle in here. I would say we'll certainly be range-bound into the middle of next week. We did have first deliveries today against the March contract. That's kind of a negative this late in that delivery period.
And what about the wheat today?
On the wheat side, we'll be steady, maybe as much as a penny or two higher. Wheat was certainly the laggard yesterday on any kind of moves and tipped the scales to push everything lower. We only have 13 weeks left on those exports, and we're still not keeping pace with where we need to be.
And let's turn your attention to CME Livestock.
Well, the livestock markets, I think, will be higher on both the cattle and the hogs, but really very modestly higher, maybe a dime to 25 cents, something along that line. We still seeing too much competition from chickens to see cash market strength that can spill over into the board.
About 30 seconds left. What piece of advice do you have for producers today?
I think the biggest thing that I'm starting to talk about is the amount of old crop corn and beans in storage, and using this strength in the basis to move some of that product. I don't want to have corn or beans on hand by the time we get into summer.
Thank you very much, Alan. You have a grand day today. Alan Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
WILL has a listener comment line. Tell us how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You can do that by dialing 217-333-0853. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.